This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the final weekend of the WHL's regular season. Welcome to WHL This Week. A new league record for Vancouver Giants defenseman Bowen Byram. He's potted an all-time high of 6 OT winning goals. We'll hear from the top NHL prospect in moments. WHL scholarship program has announced some record-breaking numbers. Greg Gardner from the league office, who was once a recipient of the scholarship program, will be our guest. And longtime Red Deer Rebels coach and GM Brent Sutter has hit a coaching milestone. He'll wrap up the show. First up, Bowen Byram now has his name in the WHL record book. Voice of the Giants, Dan O'Connor, had the call from Kennewick.
Bowen Byram at the right wing side, walks into the slot, has Kosh open, left wing side, Kosh down low, Byram one-timer scores! He's got the most overtime winners in the history of a WHL season! Bowen Byram's 6th overtime winner gives the Giants the 4-3 win.
Byram is a top-rated defenseman for this year's NHL entry draft in Vancouver. I recently spoke with him.
Well, and this is your second year in the league, and some think it could be your last. And I know that's a lot to put on you, saying that you could make a jump next season. But is that the goal, to maybe perhaps play in the NHL next season as early as that?
I've always wanted to kind of play the best hockey possible for my age, so next year would be that. Obviously, that's a pretty lofty goal, and I know what it takes to get there. I know the hard work that has to be put in, and it's put in by a lot of people in the world, so it's not easy. But, if I come back next year, the year after that, it's not going to be a bad thing. I mean, I'm just worried about helping whatever team I'm playing for win.
For some reason, you just have an knack for the OT. And what's your mentality in OT? It seems like you want the puck in your stick.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's fun 3-on-3. There's lots of room out there and whatnot. So, it's good. There's lots of plays to be made, lots of speed. So I just like getting the puck and seeing what happens from there.
Now, you've made some big jumps for me just watching you play last year as a 16-year-old to this year. What do you credit the steep curve with your game the last year?
I think just confidence. I mean, it's easy to say, but it's hard to get confidence. And once you get it, though, it's hard to take it away as well. So I think confidence is just kind of a big thing for me right now.
What's the relationship you have with Jamie Heward? I see a lot of contact, a lot of looks, a lot of you go into the bench and chatting with him during or before a face-off. What's the relationship like?
It's really good. I mean, he's an amazing guy. He's been great for me so far this year. I think when he played, he was a similar player to me, being kind of an offensive defenseman. So I think we kind of see the game the same way, so we kind of have input to tell each other.
Finally, let me look ahead here. I know it's tough to do before a game here, but the NHL draft is in Vancouver. We all know that. And for me, I think you could be the first WHLer selected. Do you start looking at who's where in the NHL standings, who has a lottery pick, where you might end up? I mean, I know the stock answer is no, but you're 17, so there has to be something that goes on with yourself and your family.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool to be kind of in the position I am. I'm very grateful, but I've also known I've worked hard to get here. So, I mean, there's a bit of all that stuff. It's hard not to let yourself get there, but I've said this lots, and my biggest worry is just helping the Vancouver Giants win games.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanouth Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
The Moose Jaw Warriors had two players hit milestones last weekend. Tristan Langan hit the 50-goal mark, while linemate Justin Almeida hit 100 points on the WHL season. James Gallo with the call.
Warriors to Justin Almeida, right circle, empty net goal! Justin Almeida has hit the century mark with the empty net goal.
Now, it capped a big week for Almeida, who also signed an NHL entry-level contract with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Almeida was selected by the Penguins in the 5th round, 129th overall, back in the 2018 NHL draft last June. The 5'11", 160-pound product of Kitimat, BC, has been an offensive leader for the Warriors and the WHL the past two seasons.
In the corners and around the boards, the WHL This Week radio edition.
The WHL has announced a record-breaking amount of scholarships awarded through the WHL Scholarship Program for the 2018-19 academic year. Now, WHL clubs will contribute $2.6 million this year to the program, and now over $25 million dating back to the 1993-94 academic year. And Greg Gardner is the WHL's Director of Operations and Manager of Education Services. He's in Penticton right now for the CSSHL Sports School Championships.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive the numbers that we're seeing right now in the first year that we've eclipsed the 400 number of WHL graduates in one academic year. So I think it's something that the league and the individual clubs are extremely proud of, and it's a great program that these graduates are able to access.
You factor in the 405 scholarships in this semester here, and this is the 25th anniversary of the program, and I understand you've passed a pretty significant number as far as how many you've issued over the years.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive with over 6,000 scholarships accessed by WHL graduates, and the growth of the program is probably the biggest thing that we've seen in the last 10 years. I think if you look back in 10 years ago, the access rates were around 35%, where today we're seeing that 65% of our graduates are going on and accessing the scholarship.
And we've had several of those Canada West players on the show here recently here, of course, with U-Sports Championships here coming up here. But overall, these are fully funded scholarships here, and can the WHL handle the growth as we've seen here moving forward?
Yeah, I think so. I think club ownership is fully committed to this program, and I think it's the scholarship program that makes this league so great and makes it easy for parents to decide to go this route because they have that scholarship that they're earning, and it's guaranteed each year that they play in the league. So I think they can, and I think it's a big reason for the success of the Western Hockey League.
Of course, you're just not speaking about the scholarships program. You've also been a part of it. You've used it here in your past. You're a former WHL alumni, and I'm sure it helped you to get to where you are now.
Yeah, 100%, John. So I played in the league for 5 years and went on to access those 5 years of WHL scholarship benefits at the University of Alberta to earn a degree. So it's something that I'm very proud of, and I look back at my time that I played 5 years in the league, and then they helped me again for 5 years after I graduated. So it was a 10-year commitment by the Prince George Cougars in my case that they provided to me and my family, and I couldn't be happier about taking advantage of it, and it definitely helped me get to where I am today.
All right, record numbers announced from the WHL this week with a scholarship program. Greg Gardner, Director of Operations and Manager of Education Services for the WHL. Enjoy the weekend in Penticton.
Hey, thanks a lot, John.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
Longtime Red Deer Rebels head coach, GM, and president Brent Sutter recently achieved win number 500 behind a WHL bench. A voice of the Rebels, Cam Moon, sat down with him.
When you look back over a coaching career, when you came out of the National Hockey League, when you retired with the Chicago Blackhawks, you had that season where you were here and you were watching, then you bought the team, then you're coaching. So it's pretty quick going from playing to coaching to now where you are. You know, you've coached 5 years in the National Hockey League under your belt, all those sorts of things. How have you changed here, Brent, as a coach from when you started to where you are now?
Well, I think longevity of a coach, you have to adapt. You have to change with the game. Obviously, you know, kids are different than they were 4 or 5 years ago. And 4 or 5 years ago, they were different than the ones before that. And, you know, just in, you know, the way interaction with them, you know, there's more involvement in coaching now than ever. And, you know, it's certainly a 24/7 thing. I always said back in the day, I call it the 80-20 rule. You 80% of the players you didn't worry about, you knew they were just going to be ready to go, and 20% you had to be concerned about. And now it's just the opposite. It's 80% you're having to get ready to go and prepare them the right way, both mentally and physically, and 20% you know inside your room they're just going to do it. So it's changed a lot in coaching. The game has changed, but some elements in the game haven't changed, and you still got to use that, as you might say, as your security blanket as a coach and as players, is that there's certain things that will never change and haven't changed in 100 years, and that's competing hard, come to the rink and be committed, work hard, you know, be a real good team player. Those types of things are never going to change, and yet we're probably dealing with that more now in today's game than ever, of trying to get individuals into that mindset.
When you look at personal achievements, and the list is long for you as a player and as a coach, where does this one rank?
Well, as I mentioned the other night, it's just means I've been coaching for a long time at this level, and it takes time to get to 500 wins. with junior hockey, and you know, you go through years where your teams are really good and years where they're not as good as you'd like them to be, just simply because you're younger teams or whatever. And so I don't know. I mean, it's I don't know, Mooner. I guess at the end of the day, it's kind of a thing where, you know, it's a credit to a lot of different people, you know, and players, number one, coaching staffs that you have had over the years, you know, and the game to me is still fun. It's still fun to coach. You still have huge challenges more now than ever. So, you know, you just learn every day and you try to get better every day. And along with that, hopefully you can win some games.
All right, Brent. Well, congrats on the 500, and I'm looking forward to another 500. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Mooner.
Hey, that's the show this week. Big thanks to our guests as well. Thanks to Cam in Red Deer. Thanks, Mooner. I'm John Keefe.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners.